Hi, Nisha.
That was a funny way to start our weekend Friday show. That was an awkward moment, isn't it? But that's okay. Pretty cool. Anyway,
yeah.
It's a Friday. So I'm pretty excited to start my weekends with my family. It was quite raining in the beginning in Dallas, and then it's pretty sunny outside. So other than that, I'm pretty much cool, pretty much excited to explore this weekend with my family and everybody here. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Drive Through HR, the HR's number one daily internet radio show. And my partners, William Tinkup and Brian Vincent, are not available today. So I'm going to be doing the solo with our wonderful guest, Raj Spade. Hey, Raj, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Thank you for having me on my show, on your show, and I'm also looking forward to the weekend.
Cool. Well, we are pretty much glad to have new voices coming up, and especially Raj, this is your first time show at Drive Through HR, so we are pretty much excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what you do.
Absolutely. I'm a graduate of Babson College in Boston, after which I worked at EMC for a bunch of years. And I'm originally from India. And about three and a half years ago, me and a couple of my friends conceptualized RecruiterBox, which is a software that helps companies manage the incoming job applications and the hiring process. And what more would you like to know about me, by the way?
Well, everything, like, you know, especially whatever you want to convey to our audience, they would like to know, who is this Raj Spade and what is this RecruiterBox is all about? So tell us a little bit about your company and what you do there.
Sure, absolutely. So as I was mentioning, two of my friends, all three of us worked at large companies like EMC. I was at EMC, and Raghu was at GE Capital, and Girish was at HSBC. And essentially, in all of our corporate experiences, what we realized, especially with Raghu and Girish, that those were large companies, but they were part of small teams that were growing really fast. And what they realized is that they always got pulled into interviewing and helping their teams, hire candidates. But nobody actually used the software that they had in place, like the enterprise software. And to make the story short, that's where the idea germinated, that the three of us, especially Raghu and Girish, realized that a large number of companies, not Fortune 500 companies, but a large number of companies use email and Excel to manage their hiring, because some of the enterprise tools would be too complex for their needs and would be too expensive for their needs. And we really felt that with so much hiring going on with so many small companies, we had something to offer which would be more powerful than email and Excel. And essentially, RecruiterBox was an attempt to make the simplest solution out there where, folks didn't need to be trained. Maybe they didn't even have their first HR person yet, but they could, log on to RecruiterBox and set up their openings and power their careers page and receive applications and be able to do all the things that they could possibly need to do before they made the hire. So that was the original thought.
Cool. That is really a wonderful experience, and to see three folks doing an excellent job and doing a lot of innovation in terms of recruiting software industries. So during this time, what's keeping you up at night, or what's keeping your client up at night? You can say either or both of us.
Sure. So, you know, as I said, that the original thought that we started with is what I shared, but everybody listening on the show, definitely is probably thinking, and you know, all of us think that, you know, applicant tracking software has become a bad word now. Everybody is sick of it, and nobody ever seems to find the perfect solution. In fact, we don't even claim to be one. And what happens is, you know, still a large number of companies use email and Excel to manage their hiring. Let's not talk about the big companies for a second. And now tools like ours and other applicant tracking systems are focused on helping them do this in an easy manner. And we all have our angles. Like, some people want to, you know, distribute your jobs to, you know, 50,000 job boards. Some people want to, you know, rate the candidate, you know, automatically through some fancy algorithm that they have. And we essentially want to transition you from email and Excel and not have you learn anything terribly new, but have, you know, still have you do what you need to do on a platform. And I won't really go into my product right now, but what's keeping us up at night is whether we are really solving their problem or not. And when I say their problem, I'm talking about these large number of small companies that don't think about this in terms, they don't think about the problem in terms of tools, right? I mean, I am selling RecruiterBox, so I think about it as my tool, but regular people, whether they are like a lot of HR folks or, you know, CEOs or CTOs or startup founders or small businesses or growing companies and an entire HR department, they want to find good people. They want to get the word out there on their openings. They do not want to be buried in a flood of irrelevant applications. And the end point is important to them. They want to be able to do this in an easy manner, and they want to have a process to repeat the success that they may have received once they figure it out. So that's what keeps us up at night. I mean, you know, of all the companies that we have, and that's the great part about having a large number, you know, of companies, because we don't sell into the enterprises. So, you know, we try to sell online in a scalable way to a large number of companies. And what we do is we essentially learn from them, because a lot of people are telling us that, yeah, fine, you know, you think your tools easy, or you think your tool helps us do this, but, you know, this is my pain point. And essentially, that's what we are moving towards, you know, is essentially just picking this segment, which is, you know, companies that probably have like very early HR people, and they want to get the job done. They don't want, you know, a fancy tool with a lot of bells and whistles. So again, it's not an easy problem, and it definitely keeps us up at night.
Cool. This is interesting, Raj. And this is quite funny. Like, I have a friend who started a recruitment consultancy in, 3 years ago or so. And then he was using all emails and then Google documents and then spreadsheets and everything. But then they had, they expanded their recruiters from 2 recruiters to 4 recruiters. And then it started a lot of confusion. It started a lot of confusion in that initial stage. Like, one single candidate has been contacted by these 4 recruiters, and what's happening? So a lot of a lot of confusions are there around in that initial stage, which candidates, you know, might not like to go through that particular you know, dilemma. So what are your tips to those entrepreneurs or to small business entrepreneurs to make their recruiting process much easier and much in a simpler way?
Sure. So, and, you know, before I get into a more complete take on what I think they should do to make their lives easier, you know, what you said about the 2 recruiters growing to 4 recruiters, that is exactly why essentially we have unlimited users. We have built the system in such a way that people should be able to. So what typically happens is, yeah, you know, a lot of software is great, but, you know, the team gets together and they are like, Bob, why don't you, you know, take care of putting everything into the software, because you know the software. You know, just send me an email, or I'm just going to do this interview with this candidate and I'll send you the notes. But that's where lies the problem. That's why it's not completely solved. The promise is not delivered of a software making your life easier, right? So what we do in RecruiterBox is, right when you're creating your first opening, you can add your team members. And for them, there is nothing new to do. They just log in and see the same information that you're seeing. And if they are assigned to a stage, then they just see the candidate profile and they put their notes right there and they leave. And all the notes come to your email. And even if you reply to that email, things get pushed onto the interface. So it still satisfies that whole requirement of having everything in one central place. But essentially, that's exactly where our starting point was, that even if you have 4, 5, 7 people, you wouldn't believe right now I have startups with 27 people logging in to the system. The startup could have only 35 employees right now, but 27 of them are logging into the system. And that's important because a lot of people get involved in the hiring process. It goes much beyond HR, right? In terms of, you know, what I don't think I'm even, I can only observe some of my customers and the way that, you know, I think they are doing it well. And I feel that the only thing I can add to how they can make the process, excuse me, easier is I think you need to have a very opinionated hiring culture. You need to have very strong opinions as to how you're going about your hiring. And let me explain what I mean by that. What happened, and I understand the pressure of filling an opening and getting a candidate in there. But, you know, we all have done this. We all have been there, that we give ourselves a deadline and then we just try to fit somebody in that role. You know, we're like, okay, this is good enough. This could work, or let me give it a shot, etc. But if you have an opinionated culture, you're always going to do things in a certain way instead of scrambling to, you know, get your job out there to as many places as possible and then trying to sift through as many applications as possible. And I understand that this is common knowledge right now. Like, a lot of recruiters must be just nodding that, okay, you know, this is obvious. But it's surprising. This doesn't really happen. I don't see this happening all the time when people are hiring. You know, and some of the most amazing companies that I've seen, a couple of them, I'll deliberately not name them actually, because I don't know if they want to be named, but I've observed, and these are, you know, technology, fast-growing technology companies in Silicon Valley, and the way they are hiring is they are always selective about, they really define all the sources from which they could want people. And of course, you know, referrals play a big part of it and the way they set it up, but they always have very opinionated hiring about, you know, how they want to grow their team, right? Because the first 10, 20, 30, 50 people are what becomes the culture and how they interact with each other.
Cool, that's interesting. And another thing which I wanted to highlight is like the recruitment space has always been changing. Like, you have new tools, latest social tools and coming up, and especially when the social media is becoming more and more powerful, you know, candidates sending sending a resume to attracting the recruiter has been changed from engaging the candidates on a social media platform and then connecting with them on a personal relationship through a personal intact. So why do you think this online and cloud-based software will transform the recruitment industry when you compete with these social tools and technologies?
Sure. So actually, I just thought of three things when you said that. I'll start backwards. First of all cloud-based online recruitment software is going to, or in some ways already integrated with, the social platforms on which people actually exist and live and interact. And all online applicant tracking software will have to engage in that one way or the other. I know a lot of us, in terms of, you know, software vendors or tools, we approach it in a slightly different way, and we probably might have different bets on you know, what is going to work. But I think the more important thing in what you said is the behavior, right? So we've seen the shift in behavior, and we'll continue to see the shift in behavior of people at a very basic level discovering other people, discovering companies, and discovering interests not in a job search way, correct? Like, for example, I have a friend. I'll just give an example and then we'll qualify that. He's done two or three startup companies. He grew his first team to 50 people, and he sold that company. And now he's grown his team to 22 people. Now, the first 22 people that he's hired, 19 out of those were not looking for a job and did not apply to his company and did not see any job description that he had. Okay? He literally interacted with these folks on LinkedIn. Okay, and in half the cases, it was the company that sent emails to these particular people that were actually already very happily employed in other places. Now, this is a very specific example. I understand that this is not, representative of the entire, all the sectors and all the kind of companies and all the social platforms. But to your point, from the recruiting software or any tool standpoint, they will need to anticipate this behavior. And let me give you another example. One of the ways to essentially assist in this behavior in a very intuitive way is, regardless of how a company interacts with candidates on social platforms, the software needs to have a way for all those referrals or interactions to be easily captured, whether it is, something that I put out there and I only want certain people to see it and forward it, and then I want to get the application in. And by the way, I want to track the thread of who referred this said person and what was that exact source and what was the connection, how many degrees of separation was there. And it would be important for companies to know this. And I don't mean this just from a referral bonus standpoint. It'll be, again, going back to my point, is companies need to understand how they can set up a process to repeat their success, right? So, again, I mean, this is a very – we can go on and on about this, but there are so many aspects in which behavior is going to change. And by the way, I also want to call out to some tools that are they're very new tools. There are many tools out there. And they are doing some interesting things for this, for referrals, for finding people on social networks, for finding people through your employees' networks. I firsthand do not have a view of how much of the hiring gets actually done through those sources, but I'm sure it's going to be more as we grow.
Cool. That's interesting. And I totally agree with you. And as you said, it's all about solving problems, not in terms of tools, but in terms of what a company really wants from that tool, whether it is suitable for the company and how they really want to, get things done by using that particular tool. So I'm going to do a quick
Sure. Brief
that hey, everybody, you're listening to Drive Through HR with our wonderful guest, Raj Sheth, and we are talking about recruiting and social tools. So talking about recruiter docs, so what kind of experience you want to deliver to your clients from a recruiting service perspective?
Sure. So what kind of experience are we looking to deliver, and hopefully we are already delivering, is So we want a person to feel that they can. Okay, so we want a person to focus on getting their hiring process kickstarted, getting their hiring process done. So we want them to focus more on being productive rather than setting up a process. And I understand these two things mean different things to different companies. I cannot go to a company with 1,000 employees and say that I want you to focus on getting your hiring done fast and not a process. The kind of companies we serve that are growing very fast and let's say 0 to 500 employees, they want to get their openings out there quickly. Okay, they don't want to teach their team how to use like this next complicated software. It should be intuitive. They want to be able to receive candidates here in all ways. Like to give you a quick example, not only can you obviously upload a candidate, or not only do we power your careers page or give you a link and a custom application form and all of that, but we actually give you an email address for every opening that you have in RecruiterBox. And what we realized is this became a crutch for a lot of companies, because they still get resumes on the email from various sources, and the tool becomes useless if I don't give them an easy way to automatically, you know, just set up a filter and forward these things to the recruiter box email. And from there, we automatically parse the resume, and each incoming email is treated as a new candidate profile and so on and so forth. But the point is, we want to achieve two things. We want to save, if they're spending 10 hours managing this whole thing, we want them to spend only 30 minutes. And this we know for a fact is happening. And the second thing is, whether it's an internal note, whether it's feedback between the team members, whether it's writing emails to candidates, whether it's scheduling interviews, whether it's whatever task you may have created or whatever stage you have put the candidate in, we want that in one central place. We want that on one view. For example, in our tool, we have all these things on the candidate profile page. And I think that's very important, because you don't want people trying to learn and find 500 things in your software. That doesn't really help them. You want to get out of the way so they can quickly zip through the workflow that you have managed to put together for them, and they can do what they need to do. So I'm sorry, I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, yes, it is. And Raj, especially if I'm looking to hire a recruiting vendor or recruiting software vendor, you know, I would go for the quality and the speed that I'm able to get from that particular software. So how would you introduce the relationship between price, quality? I'm not giving that importance to the price to some extent, but then so quality and speed. How would you introduce that relationship to your clients?
Sure. So actually, especially in a cloud-based software or what we call a web-based software with people signing in, the only way to, introduce this to them is for them to try it out, right? So we're not the only ones doing it in this manner. You have a lot of tools which essentially give you a 14-day trial, give you a free plan, which are both things that we do. And everybody that has... till date, everybody that has bought our software, every one of our customers essentially only decided to buy once they could play with it firsthand themselves, right? So let's talk about the quality and the speed are the two things you mentioned. Once you sign on to the trial, there is no limited version with us, right? So you're going to use it just like you'd use it for real once you're set up. And essentially, you see how the software works, you know, live right there on the browser. That's going to be no different later. And you essentially, I think the more important part than the product is our interaction with them, our service with them. Because at the end of the day, it's a software, you know, that a business is going to use, and they don't want to be left hanging, you know, trying to figure things out. So essentially, we have 24 hours email support. You send us an email, and we'll write back in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. We literally write back to you right then. And why we do that is not because, just because we want to show you we are quick, but we do that because you're probably working on the system right now. And if you're stuck, that's going to be annoying, especially if, you know, you're trying to get something done or you're trying to understand what this is all about, you know. So I think quality and speed are only shown by evidence. And I don't think anybody anyways is going to buy, you know, just based on, you know, reading something or just comparing the theory of it. Also, the other thing that we do, obviously, is, we set up demo calls, and a lot of our companies, the slightly larger companies, they usually are doing 4 or 5 demo calls with different softwares, and then they get a feel of it. They understand that, okay, you know, this is going to be missing in tool A, you know, this is what I'm going to get in tool B, and then they go with their overall experience based on what they need right now or in the next 3 years, etc. So you have to show them the evidence.
That is interesting, to give them a real-time experience to your clients. And this is one of my, as I said, I mentioned about one of my friends, and I can see this is happening in quite a bit. Like the people who are using those traditional emails or spreadsheets, they find it quite comfortable. You know, from that comfort level, from there to make them utilize this effective tool and make them understand there's no fear, there's no need to having an anxiety, you can utilize this for an effective purpose. This is much more simpler and much more easier to use this cloud-based software. But then still, how do you advise them, or how do you mentor them in terms of leaving their fear behind and then use this innovative tool?
Yeah, so actually, let's call out a very specific number there. I think if somebody is only receiving 10 resumes a week and only has one opening, then I actually agree with you. They don't need a software. Why would I push a software down their throat? They don't. But 99% of the people that we're, like everybody that's our customer or a competitor's customer, realizes that this is a pain. I mean, they may not have heard of a here's the gap. I think they don't know about us. Actually, and some people might laugh at this, but I think what they may have heard of certain larger tools, and they're like, well, I'm not really going to use a tool that costs X money and is as complicated. I don't need that. I can deal with the burden or the cumbersomeness of trying to do this in Excel and sending a lot of emails back and forth with my team, okay? But there is that level. If all of a sudden you're getting 50 resumes a day, or you know, even 10 resumes a day, 50 resumes a week, you already feeling the pain. You may or may not think of a tool then. You may not go searching out for a tool or a software, but you're already feeling the pain. You know, so that's what I would, to answer your question with folks that may be using email Excel that you know, you have to see what's the level of activity. And then, you know, what they would be comfortable doing if they knew that, you know, such a tool existed and they could just, you know, try it out, for example.
Yes, totally. I totally agree with you. And as you said, going back to your point, as you said, some of them, they don't know about this product. There would be a lot of products like this, which can be utilized effectively with minimum cost and attain their business goals. So for those of small business entrepreneurs, do you suggest any particular sources that they can know about the upcoming tools and technologies or the latest things that are happening in the HR tech world that they can utilize in their own, you know, effective manner, which is matching to their budget or so?
Sure. So actually, there are a few different ways you can go about it. On one end of the spectrum, which will fit the people that are actually trying to do things quickly and in an economic way, they can search on Google Apps, because a lot of apps on the Google App Store, you know, and I'm not just talking about recruiting software, by the way. This can extend to other things. But they can look on the Google App Store. They can go on, you know, the Chrome Web Store in certain cases. They can obviously do a search on Google, and of course they will find some of us vendors there. But what they should do is they should look at sites like Quora, you know, Quora.com, where people are having a discussion, and someone in their position might have asked a question, and other people are telling them about their experiences. Or they can go, I'm not going to mention any of the paid app stores, because, you know, they're essentially charging the vendors, so I don't think that's right to do. But the point is, there are a lot of sources where the peers have shared information, right? And where mm-hmm. other people who are in their shoes, not the software guys that are trying to sell, but the other users have shared information. They can look at the Google app reviews. They can go on Quora and read the reviews. Of course, they are probably, you know, plugged into the HR press, and they are getting, you know, HR articles from AllTop or ERE or, you know, Recruiter.com or SHRM. They're probably hearing about, of course, now we're going on the higher end of things, and they're hearing about the HR tech conferences and, you know, what kind of tools take part in that, and probably that would be some of the larger tools. But there is a whole dearth of information, but I would stick to starting with, you know, Google App Store, Chrome Web Store, Google Search, and looking at boards like Quora and other software reviews, you know, before looking elsewhere.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Raj, for joining with us today. So if you would like to share your social media platform so that people can come and find you, where can people connect with you?
Absolutely. The Twitter handle is RecruiterBox for our company, and for me personally, it is R and my last name, which is SHETH, and the number is 81. So it's RSHETH81 on Twitter and RecruiterBox on Twitter, and that's about it. You can come to recruiterbox.com to know more about what it is all about, and I hope this was helpful.
Cool. Thank you so much, Siraj, and you'll have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
You too. I hope it was helpful. Thank you.
Bye-bye.